morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
ITC is a high-voltage, transmission-only utility with a commitment to the communities they serve. They're proud to salute the outstanding members of the Oklahoma FFA who excelled at the 90th Annual National Convention of the organization. ITC spotlights Owosso's Piper Merritt, the new Central Region Vice President, as she begins a year of service as a National FFA officer. And they congratulate the Kingfisher FFA chapter for winning the National Conduct of Meetings Contest, besting teams from 38 other states. ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. The latest Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer showed farmer optimism improving slightly in October, coming in at an index of 135. That's actually the third highest level since the survey began 2 years ago. The modest improvement during October came about because of an increasing optimism for what lies ahead. The index of future expectations increased from 130 to 137 in October, but the index of current conditions was a little lower than the previous month. Compared to the July survey, fewer producers expect higher corn, soybean, and wheat prices over the next 12 months. At the same time, producers don't expect lower prices during the same time period either. Fewer producers expect to make major management changes from a year ago, specifically when it comes to fertilizer application. Similar to last year, 19% of producers expect to lower their seeding rates, and 35% of farmers will adjust their seed variety or hybrid package in 2018. Only one-third of producers plan to reduce fertilizer rates when compared to last year. That's down from 46% when the survey was conducted last year, likely due to lower fertilizer costs. 80% of producers expect farmland rental rates to be unchanged in 2018. And in other news, the American Angus Association announced on Saturday it has entered into an agreement to acquire the assets of Verified Beef, including its proprietary Reputation feeder cattle program. The deal underscores the association's commitment to programs that increase the use of registered Angus bulls in the commercial segment, growing value for the Angus breed and the entire membership. Association CEO Alan Moxajemba sat down and talked with farm director Ron Hayes about the acquisition at the 2017 National Angus Convention in Fort Worth after the announcement was made at the opening general session.
A year ago, we unveiled a new long-range strategic plan, three-year plan, and one of the key strategies there was to establish a feeder calf program. So over the course of the last year, as you mentioned, we've been working on it, but ultimately decided to make an acquisition, an acquisition of Verified Beef, which has a feeder calf program in the marketplace. But more than anything else, what we did was acquire a technology company. Their software platform's outstanding. It'll allow us to reconfigure to our needs and be in the marketplace here next summer. So we're very excited about that.
He says establishing a feeder calf program built on the use of registered Angus bulls that ties calves back to superior Angus traits will help the commercial man improve his herd's genetics and provide feeders with higher quality cattle.
Commercial producers continually are trying to improve their genetics, right? And cattle feeders, for that matter, trying to buy good genetics. So we're going to give them a tool to be able to measure where they're at with their genetics and then give them a score, if you will, as they enroll their calves. And then as they improve their calves over time, you'll see their scores go up in value and hopefully they get more value from as they sell their cattle as well.
You got farm news on Ron.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, November 9th, 8 a.m. Central Time, live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 25,150 head, including 2,700 yearling steers, 4,000 yearling heifers, 15,700 weaned calves, and 1,150 calves on cows. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.